This is High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
With Tom Ransford, GOC, 3rd and 11 for Marshall as we start the fourth quarter from Lumen's 26-yard line. Go to Jackson. And he's dragging tacklers down to the 20. And that'll give him a fourth and about five from the 20-yard line. They're acting like they might want to try to kick a field goal here. Must have a real good kicker, number. Well, Heidenreich will be the holder.
It's number 11, Tyler Denbrock. Be a 37-yarder.
37-yard field goal.
He was hitting them pretty good in pregame.
Kick is up and no good.
He hit that pretty good too, just a little bit wide right.
Yeah, he just missed it to the right. So Lumen another dodges another bullet. Get the ball back. Just underway in the fourth and still down 21-7. Marshall really shot themselves in the foot. They had a second down and a yard from the 11-yard line and two straight motion penalties. Kind of killed that drive for them.
Got a killer up at Grand Ledge. Jackson High just snapped the ball way over the quarterback's head. So Ledge got the ball at the Jackson 15, and you know what's going to happen. Jackson High does lead 16-14 right here. It'll be right at the end of the third quarter.
Just starting the fourth here. Liam Daly. Back to throw it. He's hit, throws, and caught out at the 30-yard line. John Breeze caught this one.
Well, he snuck free. And you know what happens when he leaves the line of scrimmage? That means nobody blocked that great big guy that got to Daly.
Daly's been running for his life.
But somehow Daly eluded that guy and was able to take a couple of steps to his right and throw a pretty nice pass into Breeze for a first down at the 31-yard line.
The Titans get a first down just outside the 30. Bell, the lone running back, throws it out here, caught by White. Shakes one tackle, not the second. Necktie job there. By number 32, Devontae Gonzalez.
With 9 seconds to go in the third quarter, Grand Ledge does score, and it's Grand Ledge 21, Jackson High 16. 9 seconds to go in the third.
We're 10 to go here in the fourth. And Daly escapes one, another, and he's buried back at the 22-yard line. They can't protect him.
No, he escaped the first guy and the second guy, but not the third and the fourth. That's how impressive that front is for Marshall.
They've just dominated.
They quite honestly have beaten the tar out of the offensive and defensive lines for the Titans tonight.
Yeah. Daly took a pretty good beating on that one. Reminded me of Matt Stafford last Sunday. And when Daly's gone back to pass, he has had very little time to try to sort out where any receiver might be. And now you're looking at third and about 15. And they run Marsh up the middle. He's got a first down out to the 45-yard line on third and about 16. Well, Marsh gets 20 yards.
I'm sorry, Greg. He's as solid as it gets, and he's a football player, and you don't need anything fancy. You just have that fullback bucket four and have him run the ball. Nice, quick hitter. He got a step. He got through the line and got a step into the secondary. Got a nice gain and got the Titans almost up to midfield.
Yeah, 20 yards. Real nice gain there. And a first down at the 44. And here's Daly on a keep. Stumbles forward, has about 3 yards, maybe four, depending on where they spot it. But the clock runs. Clock is also, besides the scoreboard, clock your enemy right now. And it's running quickly, just 8:40 to go. Ball at the Lumen, 47, and we'll call it second and seven. Guilfoyle, White, the receivers. There's that throwback screen. Wide open is Bell, 50, 45, 40. Cut back down at the 30-yard line. First down, Lumen.
Well, good to see him get an open field like that, and he's a good runner when he does so. They get the ball now way down to the 30. It's still only a two-touchdown game. It's Marshall 21, Lumen Christie 7.
Yeah, if you score here, anything can happen. And Lumen's at the 30-yard line. They've ran that throwback screen very successfully tonight. I'm sure we may see that again. Empty backfield, Daly. On first down, quarterback draw, and a nice defensive play by Marshall's 51, Nate Steele.
Yes, you know, Steele and Jackson over there, they're just incredible, those kids. Actually, I was thinking of Upright. Those guys are stout. You can see they've lived in the weight room, and they're hustling, and they're aggressive, and they're in shape. So many times, Lumen Christie at the end of these games takes games away from people because they're in superior shape. Not tonight. These guys are right with them step for step.
Second about eight. Lumen shifts and a whistle.
Grass Lake has just scored again on a 4-yard run. So Vandy now leads 31-26 at Grass Lake.
Wild one out there. Yeah, we're way ahead of that game, so that should probably just start of the fourth.
It'll give us something to listen to on the ride home.
There you go.
While we dodge those deers down Erie and McCain.
Don't say that. Lumen facing a second down about 13 after the delay of game. He'll afford that. Here's Marsh slicing up the middle, and he has about 4 or 5 yards down to the 28. Third, 8 yards for first down. Clock 6:55 left. Big third down play. Lumen needs to get at least 4 or 5 yards
well,
here.
But they, yes, because they do have two downs to get the first.
Here's Daly on a keep, and he didn't get much. 25-yard line.
He was drilled by Devontae Gonzalez, that other good linebacker inside for Marshall.
And Lumen is fourth down and five.
These holes close quickly against these kids. This is not a fluke. This is a good ball team. Marshall's only 3-1. You know, they had a nice close win to open the season with Milan. They just beat them by a point, 20-19. And then they only lost to Coldwater 9-7. And we believe Coldwater to be just as good,
yep,
obviously, as these guys.
Fourth down and five. Plate in the lineup. They look, they throw, incomplete. Not even close. Tried to get it to White.
Yeah, I tried to run a slant in there, and maybe a little bit better pass could have been caught, but it wasn't. And the Titans are going to give it up on downs to Marshall. Lumen Christie down 21-7.
Yeah, and that should really just about do it.
We're down to 5:48 to go in the game, and
Marshall's about two first downs away from.
Yeah, and this ball's not going to get in the air.
No.
Have they thrown a complete pass?
No.
Just the two interceptions.
Yeah. 5:48 left. Action brought to you by Ajax Heating and Cooling, Bergman Specialty Products, OmniSource, Spring Arbor Lumber, and Home Center. Protection Center. Longtime sporting sponsors here. Here's Jackson diving out to the 29-yard line. Kareem Harris. Josh Bradley. Wyatt played up to make the stop, but it's almost 4 yards. Jackson can make something out of nothing, this guy. There really wasn't much of a hole there, and he still, his momentum gets him some yards, Tom. He is an outstanding running back.
And now they're going back to their bread and butter, the wishbone formation with two tight ends and a pretty tight line split.
They go to upright, and he has about three out to the 33. Bring up a third down and about two.
Okay, now you make a stand. Joe just sent Liam Daly back in the game, and Logan Martin replacing Gwynn and Nolan Crowley. So a little bit bigger set of kids in the game.
Third and two. And the fullback moves upright. Goodness.
Okay, now a completely different dynamic. It goes from third and two to third and seven. And if I'm Marshall, I've said it the entire game, don't get fancy.
No.
Just run that ball off.
They're not going to get fancy.
Well, but they have. They've gone with those splits and spreads and try to run some counter stuff. Just line up and take the ball off the left side, off tackle on that power trap.
Third and a long seven after the penalty. And they move again. The right guard jumped. Wow. Now it's third and 13 from the 23-yard line. So with Marshall, really an opportunity to run the clock out. They had a third and two. Now two penalties, third and 13. Vandy has scored again. Goodness, they've got a track meet going on out at Grass Lake.
Can never tell in the Cascade.
It's rugged.
It's 38-26 Vandy.
Third and 12. It looked like they moved again. Give it to a Jackson. He's hit 28-yard line.
So the clock continues to run. We're down to 4:05 to go in the game. By the time everybody moseys together, they're not going to place the ball till about, well, right now it's 4.
If I was Lumen, I would have taken a timeout right there.
Okay, ball's in play, so they've got 25 seconds to snap it for the punt.
That's 40 seconds. You might as well save it. But they snap it. Lumen goes for a block. Oh, great kick. Instead of going out of bounds, a little English and an extra about 12, 13 yards on the kick by Cam Face. Titans went for a block. They had about six guys in there. They really didn't come close to getting the block. And that looked like your sand wedge, Tom. It hit right on the sideline and went forward for about 12 yards.
That looked like my sand wedge, only if the hole wasn't right there.
And Lumen needs a quick score here, and they have shown no indication to get that done. They go to Marsh. 40, 45, 50, 40, 30, 20. Are you kidding? He's down to the 10-yard line. And we have a flag. I think Marsh is down at about the 8. The ball popped loose and then a flag late. Are you kidding? Josh Marsh went about 60 yards there down to, they're going to put it at the 8. There was a flag there.
Everybody's pointing to the Lumen Christi.
No, it's a late hit or something. Personal foul, okay. Half the distance, 4 yard line. Well, 4 yard line for Lumen. You'd like to score quick here, and you. Titans have two timeouts left. If I'm sure they'd try an onside kick if they could get a touchdown here. Marsh popped loose there. Just unbelievable how Marshall could have got kind of sucked into that play one more time.
It's the best play they've got, just a quick hitter.
Yeah. From the 4 yard line. Marsh up the middle. He's buried at the 5 yard line.
Now, that was the pitch trap where they tried to fake the pitch at one off to the right side, slide the fullback back in at the four hole or the right guard. But Marshall had plenty of their big guys right there. And one of the biggest is number 70, Ryan Westrick, at 6'4 and 240. They ran right at him and he knocked him down.
Second down goal. They pitch to Bell. Bell trying to turn the corner. Touchdown, Lumen. Bell got the corner and he scores.
He's going to win a foot race out there every time. And Bell does beat the Red Hawks to the end zone. 5 yard run for Bo Bell. So a 2:38 to go. It's Marshall 21, Lumen Christi 13.
Big extra point coming up here for the Titans. Then I've got to figure an onside kick.
Yeah, and a big PAT also.
Yep.
As they're lining up in the swinging gate.
Abraham Johnson on this extra point. 2:38 to go. Lumen has crept to within a touchdown. Snap good. Kick up. Kick good. By Johnson. 21-14. 2:38. Lumen with two timeouts left. The onside attempt?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you have to.
The characters that come out at night.
That's crazy.
I could probably locate her to within the nearest square foot.
I think you would have a good idea.
By the way, up at the Jackson High game, Grand Ledge has scored again, so with 6:43 to go, Jackson had thrown an interception. Grand Ledge had a short field. It's Grand Ledge 28, Jackson High 16. Just 6 minutes and 43 seconds left.
21 unanswered points for Grand Ledge. Jackson led 16-7 in that tilt. Oh, here come the Titans for Elrose Steel. One-stop shopping destination. Industrial supplies, metals, plastic. Elrose.com. Is this an onsider? It is. They squibber down here. It's loose. Lumen's got it. That went over the 50-yard line. Lumen tipped it back. That went over the 50, but what are they saying? They're giving it to Marshall somehow. Lumen came up with the ball. It was tipped. They did not touch it until it crossed the 50. Officials are down there talking about it. That ball was... Yes, it is Lumen's ball. They're giving it back to Lumen. It went over the 50. There was no question about it. Now the Marshall coaching staff, they're going berserk. The ball clearly went over the 50. Nobody touched it. Lumen tipped it back. and recovered the football. Lumen ball at the 50. You can't make it up.
That was a heck of a clutch play. It was Chance Miller, number 54, that ended up with the football from Lumen Christie on the onside kick.
Titans ball at midfield. Two timeouts, 2:30 to go. Liam Daly rolling, looking, throwing and caught by Wyatt Plate, 42-yard line. It'll be a pickup of about 8 yards. He did go out of bounds. That should stop the clock.
Jarrett DeLand on the knock plate out of bounds. Well, that was a good play right there. Lumen Christie with two timeouts left, 2:26 to go in the game. Clock stopped. They are down by 7.
Unbelievable. And a whistle and a timeout. Herb Brogan on 2nd and 2. We'll take a quick break, 30 break. Don't go away. Lumen down 7, 2:26 to go on 101.9 and 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Here we go, GOC, Tom Ranchford, Mike Reed, 2nd and 2 for Lumen. Down 21-14, they got the ball back. Marsh is absolutely blasted. They tried to slip it off. I'm shocked that Lumen went to that well again. And they lost a yard. 3rd down and 3.
Still got an opportunity here, Greg. Clock is running, 2:04 to go in the game.
Yeah, plenty of time. Lumen down to one timeout. Don't know why they had to burn one there on 2nd and 2. But they did. Here's Daly, the pitch to Bell. Bell, we have a flag. Bell's got a 1st down, but a flag. And this will be coming back.
Thrown at the feet of John Breeze.
Holding on Lumen again. So Lumen had a real mess up, really. They had a 2nd down and 2, clock not running, and I don't know why they took that timeout. On 2nd and 2, just run for a 1st down. Now you're looking at 3rd and 15.
Why'd they take the 1st timeout way back in the 3rd quarter?
Right. Well, that I think they didn't have enough players, but this was really strange. 3rd and 15. Plate split wide to the left. Daly rolling and looking. He fires it out here, incomplete. Tried to get it to Plate, but that was way over. Not Liam's best throw into the Marshall bench.
No, quite honestly, it's not what they're really good at. But you're in that situation where it's 3rd down and very long. You don't have much choice. Now you really don't have much choice.
And Plate's not even in the game.
The down box has 4th down.
It is 4th.
It's 4th.
They may give it to Marsh again. Here's Bell. Daly throws it out. Oh, way overthrown. Breeze was open. They try to throw back to the tight end on 3rd and 3. They get the holding penalty.
Yeah, trying to figure out exactly what happened. They appeared to be a little bit confused, and that does happen.
And Marshall just takes a knee here, and that's going to do it. Two more of those.
And it went from bad to worse up at Grand Ledge with 2:24 to go in the game. Grand Ledge has scored again. And it's Grand Ledge 34, Jackson High 16. Jackson High led that 16-7.
In the 3rd quarter. So Ledge has scored 28 unanswered there. And Lumen will get saddled with their 1st loss of the year, and they've got no picnic next week at Coldwater. Lumen takes a timeout here with 37 seconds. And I really don't know why. I don't know what they could do here to get the ball back.
Just hope that they fumble the snap from center
somehow.
That
would be the only.
I suppose if you've got a slim hope, if you work as hard as these kids do at Lumen Christi for this, and you have even a glimmer of hope that something can happen. Absolutely.
You want to go home with a timeout in your pocket. And
but let's face it, Marshall was in victory formation, so the quarterback's under center, and he's not under any danger of a bad snap there, and he's got the running backs behind him and one very deep.
And they take a knee, and that should be a clock will run out here. And this one's over. 15 seconds, Lumen. Really kind of wasted two timeouts here. Going to come back to haunt them, and they're going to suffer their first loss of the year here tonight. Pretty good effort in the second half. Lumen certainly didn't give up, especially as they were being dominated.
Well, that is something you can hang your hat on, and they did a good job physically in the second half.
They had a chance to tie the game.
I mean, they weren't completely totally out physical this game because they did come back and play extremely well. But it just took a long time. They got punched in the face a couple of times, and they didn't respond as well in the first half as they needed to. And by then, Marshall had already had a 21-7 lead. Actually, it was 21-0 in the third quarter. So the Titans were down by three scores, were able to come back with two touchdown runs by Bo Bell, one of 15 yards and one of 5 yards, one near the end of the third and one here at the end of the fourth. But it was a little bit too little and a little bit too late.
You've been listening to High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Midwest Amusement, Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, OmniSource, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center.
Additional sponsors for tonight's broadcast of live high school football on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM include the Protection Center, the Collector's Zone, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, American Title Company, Legacy Assisted Living, ProCare Automotive, Lafier Realty, Autolab, County National Bank, the Jackson YMCA, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Northwest Community Schools, Alro Steel, and Jackson Area Subways with our Player of the Game.
Don't miss a moment of our live sports coverage. Visit JacksonESPN.com for complete broadcast schedules for each team.